Good morning,
Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. How do you be in this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day of May? We just had a storm, and we experienced some heavy rains, which it really felt like the sky was falling, but then that is gone and the sun is coming out again. How does it get any better? It's interesting life, the interesting weather that we're in, that we're living right now. And nothing is what it seems, and things are no longer in cycles as it seems. Because in May and last night it was cold in the East Coast. So today we had rain. We've been having rain all of last week, for except one day. Last Wednesday, I think it was overcast, but it didn't rain until later in the evening. But this week, it seems like it might be a repeat with a shower, heavy showers in between, and then some sun. And what else is possible? In other places of the world, there's no water, but here, plenty of water. So if anybody wants water, please just ask the elements. Ask the elements for some contribution so that you do get some rain. You do get whatever it is that you're wanting for. And the elements will comply with you. Last Wednesday, I asked for there not to be any water, any rain, and there wasn't. So I got to just do stuff that I wanted to do that was fun for me at the time. And what else is possible, right? So today, we are going to be talking about unwinding, relaxing. We have the weekend coming up, the three-day weekend for in the U.S., the holiday, the long holiday that we have. And people just need to unwind. In the winter, we were having, maybe that's what it is. In the winter, we were having snow and ice. And that will make people just slow down a bit. But in the summer, in the spring, what can you do that will make people slow down and smell the flowers? So the universe says, oh, let's give them some water. Give them some rain so that people will slow down and relax their pace. Because if you have noticed, it's already May. And oh my gosh, half the year is gone. You cannot really say it's May anymore because it's the end of May. So we're pretty much in the middle 6 months of the year. And how are you doing? Are you relaxing? Or are you stressed out? We just came out of the retrograde. When two or more planets go retrograde, it doesn't matter how many more planets go retrograde. Could be three, could be 10, could be 100. But when two or more go retrograde, it's enough to create havoc if you allow it. But if you keep asking, how can I use this to my advantage, then things start working different for you. Because now the universe is, oh, okay, she wants a miss, she wants this, she wants that. So ask and you shall receive, remember? So for today, because of the relaxation theme for the coming weekend for the U.S., and also because people just need it, people are so wound, so tight that they're just ready to snap, I mean, really snap. And I'm also... I'm tired. It's not mine. I know it's not mine. I'm capturing from everybody around me. And it's time to allow. It's time to allow and let nature, let the universe take care of our problems. Give it to them. Okay? So what we're going to be doing today is we are going to be doing a process to help you unwind. A process that you're just going to give all your cares to the universe, to nature, and as long as you have the intent to relax, to just get anything in that, just go with it, okay? So in preparation for that, what we're going to do is we're going to clear the room that you're in. And remember, this is all about intent. This is all about intent, nothing else. Just for now, just be in the present moment. And for you to be in the present moment, just be. Just be. Don't think about anything else. Be with you. If you're worrying, you're in the future. I'm sorry, if you're worrying, you're in the past. If you are afraid, you're in the future. Just be neutral. Be in the present. Don't worry about anything. Don't think about anything. So take a deep breath. And exhale. Good. Take a deep breath. And exhale. Sometimes just the breath will relax you. Have you noticed that you're really steady calming down? If you're driving or operating heavy machinery, please do not listen to this right now. Come back and the energies will be recorded for you. You can listen to this as many times as you want to. There's no limit. And every time you listen, you're just unwinding more. So take a deep breath. And exhale. Now, let's go ahead and start grounding. Whichever way you want to ground. If you feel that you want to roll with your feet, just allow that to happen. And then pull energy from the earth. And allow the earth energy to come up all the way up your body. And go all the way out your crown. Whatever that might do for you, it's all good. It's the intent what matters. And keep pulling energy from the earth. And exhale. Now we're going to do the process to clear the room that you're in. So let's go ahead and start. We connect with the Creator, the source of all healing. We accept blessings for all of creation. We intend to clear the room that we're in of all negative energies. We allow our awareness to expand and completely fill the room. Accessing the Creator's discernment, we are able to completely remove every negative influence, attachment, and memory from the room and ourselves. We feel the changes that confirm clearing. We are filled with gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Keep breathing. And feel the room. Expand as big as the room is. And just be you. You are way bigger than your body. And sometimes it's a challenge to be in a small body such as ours, when in reality we are so much bigger than that. So it's a good thing to just expand as big as you can, and just feel that freedom of expanding. Keep breathing, and keep pulling energy from the earth, and feel the energy in the room. Do you feel a difference? That's all you have to do. With intent, you can move mountains. That's like a powerful. Go ahead and press on with the relaxation process. Continue to breathe. Just breathe. Literally. We connect with the Creator, the source of all healing. We accept blessings for all of creation. Our intention with this healing is to access peace and comfort, to reduce stress. Our souls were on a journey. It arrives at a beautiful, peaceful beach. There is a gentle, warm breeze. Seabirds calling in the background. We step in the water, and the temperature is exactly right for us. We wade out so that the water is just above our waist. We feel good and relaxed. You need to breathe and relax. We look into the water and we see a glow. There was an underwater light movement coming towards us. There is a movement in the water. And a dolphin, followed by a baby dolphin, swims past. We watch as they swim around, not paying attention to us at all. We move a few paces to watch where they go. Into slightly deeper water. There is a vibration in the water. And we see a pair of dolphins swimming just under the surface towards us. As they go past, each of them goes to one side and their skin just barely brushes our legs, very gently. And the eye that faces us into ours. Our heart just melts. We have never felt such a condition of love. We know that dolphins need nothing from us. They are here with us just to offer love and company and share some moments of fun. We feel loved and supported. We have no fear. The dolphins swim around us, making a soft clicking noise and smiling a big, soft smile. Our mind knows that we're talking. They are talking to us. And in our brain, we will understand the message. The message they bring to lift our spirit. With another brush past us, they swim away. We are missing them already. But we know that they will be in our dream when we call to them. Or they call us. Our soul travels back to now, sharing the gift of peace and love in our heart. And so it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Take a deep breath and exhale. How are you guys doing? That's awesome. Wow, I can feel you guys relaxing. Feel you guys definitely relaxing. Yes, keep breathing. Keep breathing. Time to be in the now, to forget about everything else, just be present, just be present. And as we were talking about the astrological thing, how the planets affect us, and let's do a process for astrological imbalances so that everything is a contribution to us. Continue to breathe. The source of all healing. We accept blessings for all of creation. Our intention with appealing is to remove any negative astrological influences from our lives. We travel to a soul library where the records of all our incarnations are maintained. In that present time, we choose, with the Creator's blessing, to bring ourselves into alignment with our soul purpose and plan. This brings the planet, the astrological influences in our reality, into the most beneficial position and relationship. We are blessed abundantly. And so it is. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So, take a deep breath. And exhale. And just ground yourself. Although it was just a prayer, I mean, with intent, it is quite strong. So continue to ground yourself. Ground, ground, ground. And allow the energies from the earth to come up your feet, up your leg, up your torso, and now your crown. Crown, crown, crown. And continue to breathe. What else is possible that you haven't even thought about? Change. Who would you be if you change it? Are you ready? Take a deep breath. Exhale. Very good. When you're ready, rub your hands together and open your eyes. How you be? Remember, if you're worrying, you're in the past. If you're in fear, you're in the future. Be neutral. Be in the now. The more you're in the now, the more you will appreciate you, your life, and the slower you will age. Want to know the secret to anti-aging? Being in the present. Being in the present at all times. That's the secret. So, I am so glad you guys enjoyed last week's show. And I am very glad that we need to learn to just relax. If more people were to do this, there would not be as much havoc as there is in the world right now, in the present, I mean. If that means relaxing, okay. But people are so wound up right now. It's not beneficial to anybody. So, and you can do this on your own. Just connect with the Creator. Have an intent as to what the connection is about. Be grateful. Gratitude is big. It goes a big way. It goes a long way. And that's it. So you can listen to this as many times as you want. If you want, you can listen to this twice a day. And for next 7 days, and see how your life, your body benefits from it. I have right now, I have I won't say challenge, but more of a suggestion that somebody made for me to do this, to do these processes for 7 days, twice a day. And I'm doing one process, actually I chose this this relaxation one for the community and another one for me personally. And I am on day three. So what else is possible? I'm going to be doing it twice a day. And let's see what comes up. So what would you like to create in your life? Are you ready to make a change? A lot of times we don't. A lot of times we just go ahead and get stuck in where we are because of the fear. And I get that because not everything is easy and change is, you know, there is fear and change. Who you be? And I myself have done this. I created something in my foot so that it's painful for me to walk, or I cannot walk too much. So, and I clear it, and it goes away. But yes, I created it, and it's everything is emotion, you know, emotional. So I'm clearing it slowly but surely, but continues to come back. It's because I am stretching me beyond my comfort level. And that, at times, brings apprehension, anxiety, which is in the subconscious. So, and then when I walk, it's when it hurts, full of the future. So this is all subconscious work, of course. So I keep clearing and clearing and clearing. And it's slowly working. But it's not something that happens overnight, unfortunately. Otherwise, I'm one of those people who like to have everything like yesterday. But with this, I'm finding that it's something that is kind of like layers. You pick the top layer. That one is easy to come out. And then there's more layers and more layers and more layers. And I'm like, enough of layers already, buddy. Let's move on. But I've been told that I have to be patient. So patience is not a virtue that I honestly have harvested much this lifetime. So I guess I'm here also. I got the message that I'm here to learn patience. I thought I had already learned it and that was done, but apparently not. So, you guys, what are your struggles? What is it that your challenge that you have to overcome? And what is it that you would like to see in the future? So write to me. You can go to energymbt.com, the website listed on the episode information. Drop me a line, what would be a benefit to you? Or you can go to JimenaVelasquez.net and write me and what would be a benefit to you. What additional processes would you like to have? I'm getting right now, a lot of people are rheumatism, arthritis. It's one of the ones that people, I'm getting there's a lot of people out there with that. And it's because people are fearful of letting go of what they have, letting go of who they have to hold on to, because if they let go, they might fall. They might not be able to get up. And if they let go, they fear that they're going to be lost. So people cling to life. So maybe I'll do that next Monday. But next Monday is a holiday. So I'm not sure I'm going to be in town. But if I'm in town, I'll go ahead and have the show. And I'll do it on something like later, like rheumatism, arthritis, something like that. But if you have any ideas, please, please, please write to me and I will work it so that I write a process for it. Okay? It's been my honor and my pleasure. Please take care of yourself. Be as relaxed as possible and allow yourself the luxury of just 3-5 minutes to you. Give yourself that luxury. And listen to this process, and it will just change your life. The less you are, the better off you and your family and your relationships will be. Okay? Have fun. Enjoy your week. Namaste. Bye-bye.